two, one. Booster ignition and the final liftoff of Discovery.
Discovery Houston, you are go and throttle up.
If you've seen a rocket launching on TV, chances are it blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. But the oldest and busiest launch site in America is actually here in Virginia, near Chincoteague on the Eastern Shore. From its rooftop observation deck, communications director Keith Kohler surveys a field of sophisticated dishes and antennas.
We have three runways, so you'll be able to see different military aircraft use it for practice landings and takeoffs. You can see the NASA aircraft, NOAA, which are the weather guys. They're also located here at Wallops.
NASA decided to build on Wallops Island in 1945. The location was ideal, on the water near Langley Air Force Base and the Chincoteague Naval Air Station.
We launched over 16,000 rockets since then. Today we launch everything from suborbital rockets to launching targets for the military and then launching a rocket to carry a satellite in orbit.
About 1,700 people work here, and the center is a draw for tourists.
Annual spring missions over the Arctic and fall missions over Antarctica will allow scientists to track changes in polar ice thickness and extent, so we have a better picture of future sea level rise.
Children like the interactive multimedia visitor center where they can learn about a range of space-related topics, from satellites that monitor hurricanes and wildfires to how astronauts go to the bathroom in space. Rohan Webb, a kid from Falls Church, started packing for his trip to Wallops on the last day of school.
That was the launch of summer vacation. I like to call it the launch because I like rockets.
And big kids often outnumber the little ones, among them Rohan's dad, Doug, and a couple from Pennsylvania, Steve and Beverly Walker.
There's the mystery of it. It's unexplored, and of course, we're running out of resources here. If we're going to move on to other bodies, we're going to have to start planning on that fairly soon.
Space exploration is intriguing, if not a little bit scary.
It excites me. I like seeing things that go in the sky and disappear and wonder.
Andrew Westerman and Brad LaHuda came from Salish Kootenai Tribal College in northwestern Montana. Allison Hott, a recent high school grad from West Virginia, was also on hand to watch a rocket carrying 17 experiments developed by university students and instructors across the nation.
Oh, it was amazing. It was probably definitely on the top 10 list.
Could you feel it? Were there vibrations in the
vibrations,
air?
And we got to watch the other piece fall into the ocean, and you could hear it hit, so it was pretty cool.
You also get to hear the sonic boom when the second stage of the rocket hits, so it's kind of neat.
You don't really get to see a rocket launch every day, so.
In the early 90s, there was talk of closing the facility, but managers were determined to keep the operation alive. They built partnerships with private sector space companies and universities and persuaded the state of Virginia to invest in the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport, or MARS, which now offers launch facilities at Wallops for commercial, government, scientific, and academic users from the U.S. and abroad. This week, Wallops will launch a Department of Defense spy satellite aboard a 70-foot Air Force rocket. It's a relatively small, modular device, a model for what the military says it needs. Not a big multi-purpose satellite that takes years to assemble and test, but a small unit that could be ready in a matter of weeks.
It's kind of what they call the plug-and-play systems. You have all these instruments on a shelf, and you say, hey, we need a satellite that can do this. And so you go out to the shelf, get those instruments, plug them in, get the satellite onto the launch pad, and then launch it. But then, you know, eventually we'd like to get to several days to only a couple weeks.
The Minotaur 1 rocket is scheduled to go up between 8:28 and 11:28 tonight. It could be visible across the state, from southern New York to North Carolina, and as far west as West Virginia. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.